Christos voskras, Christos voskras. Christ is risen, truly he is risen. So this is Father Basil again doing another podcast, and it was a good day so far. It's beautiful outside, nice spring day, the snow is melting, a little bit of wind, but nice and cool, nice day for walks. And I was at a school doing a liturgy there for Easter. Even though Easter was a couple weeks ago, we're doing our school liturgies now. And just a reminder, it reminded me, you know, about that gospel we use for Easter from 1 John, and talking about the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and talking about the light of Christ coming into the world, because the world was in darkness, and we who are in spiritual darkness, you know, receive that light of Christ into our souls, into our hearts, into our minds, and we can eliminate the darkness that the devil gives to us. So, you know, I mentioned to the kids today, how can we live without light? You know, it would be very difficult for any of us in this world to live without light. We depend on light for everything. We depend on light to see where we're going. We depend on the light to grow the food, the sunlight. You know, it gives the makes the food grow in the gardens, and we need sunlight for our own health, the vitamin D and all that stuff. So if we didn't have light, we would not live very long. We wouldn't be able to live in the darkness very long. And it's the same with the spiritual light, with the light of Christ. If we don't have the light of Christ in us, we are dying of the spiritual darkness. We are dying because we don't have Christ within us. We don't have the light of Christ to help us grow in our spiritual faith. So how do we get that light of Christ within us? How do we make sure that light of Christ is always going to be present in us, always going to be within us for every thing that we do in this world? We have to have that light of Christ all the time, right? And, you know, the light of Christ comes to us through the gospel. It comes to us through that words of Jesus that were spoken through the apostles and through the, you know, the early fathers of the church. And like people like St. Paul and John and Peter and all those people who wrote down the words of Jesus, who wrote down the, you know, the words that they were inspired by the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the truth in about things, you know, and the truth is very important. You know, earlier today in my morning liturgy, I had the gospel, or the epistle that talked about truth. You know, the Acts of the Apostles, that story of Ananias, who lied to Peter about the gift that he was giving to the church. Like, Ananias was a man who had sold his land and promised to give all the money to the early church, to Peter, but he kept back some of the money for himself. And he lied to Peter about how much he was going to give to Peter. And my message this morning was that God knows everything in our hearts. We can't lie to God. We can try to lie to other people. We can lie to our spouses. We can lie to our co-workers. We can lie to our bosses, our friends and family. But we cannot lie to God, because God knows everything about us. So we have to be very truthful to ourselves that God knows everything already. Why are we lying to God if God already knows everything? God knows what we are. God knows where we're struggling. God knows what the help we need. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, to the truth, to guide us to salvation, you know, because we can't do it on our own. We can never get salvation by ourselves. We have to get someone to help us get to that point. And that's where Jesus Christ came down and gave us that opportunity for salvation. So again, living in the light, living not as people of darkness, but living as people of divine light. That's what we have to remember today and every day of our lives. God bless. Have a good day.